It's the 4th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New figures released by the Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities reveal that a significant quantity of housing stock across Bedford Borough may be substandard. The data shows that of the 75,000 homes across Bedford, almost 10,000 did not meet the decent home standard set out by the government. Even though that number is below the national average, these homes and rented properties require much-needed repairs, are cold, damp, and could serve as a health risk. A quarter of all rented accommodation and 5% of social homes were also flagged. A spokesperson for the DLUHC said, "Everyone has the right to a warm, secure, and decent home." The Aslift Train Workers Union are planning strike action for the 8th of April. This will affect all commuters within Bedfordshire as Thameslink train service will be virtually non-existent on that day. Additional disruptions could take place, including for tube journeys in London up to this Saturday and on the 9th of April due to an imposed overtime ban. A number of thefts may have taken place following the fire which engulfed Terminal Car Park 2 last October at London Luton Airport. A Bedfordshire Police spokesperson said they were investigating the allegations and have been made aware of items being allegedly removed from the now disused multi-storey car park at London Luton Airport. A spokesperson for the airport said any potential incidences of theft were being seriously pursued. The National Animal Welfare Trust charity has moved into a new rental location in Leighton Buzzard. The premises on Lake Street will now sell new and used items and serve as a fundraising hub for their Woburn Sands Animal Rescue Facility. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.